Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the 100th blog post of The Quack. Will someone get this girl a journal? Yes, very exciting. This is the 100th blog post I've written. So I started it about 2 years ago and I have missed 1 week because I was ill in Barcelona. So I'm with my mum at the moment and she's just talking to her, the dog. And that's the dog, Clemmy. Anyway, so I've started this thing where I am trying to colour in my quack map. So I've got this map which the countries go pink if there's been a reader that has visited the site there. And I am trying to make it as pink as possible. So if you are visiting a country this year, have a look at my page and see if it's a country that hasn't been touched yet in my map. There's a big block of Africa. And Greenland is a big one because it takes up a lot of space. So if you're going to Greenland, then that will really help me out. I also will send you a rubber ducky if you really want it to show my appreciation for doing it. Anyway, okay, so this blog post is about being single. So I got asked this question about a few months ago from a friend who said, well, if you only had 1 month left to be single, how would you spend it? And it really made me think, because, you know, obviously the narrative is always trying to get off the market. So I wanted to explore that. And I asked a lot of my single friends and they came back with answers and I grouped together this blog. I'm slightly worried that this is going to start some domestics for the coupled friends I have. You know, I can imagine over the dinner table, someone being like, oh, well, if you were single for a month, what would you do? I'd go traveling, or I'll do this hobby, or I'll have more of a lion. And then they'll be like, but you can do that with me. And they'll be like, And then it just explodes from there. So if that does happen, I'm really sorry. But single's great, so you come on this side. It's fun, as you will learn. Okay, so I think that's it. So here it goes. How would you spend your final 100 days of being single? So picture this. You're in the supermarket and are as single as a belly button. You start your weekly food shop for one. Frozen peas, frozen berries, walnuts, pita bread. This is not my food shop. 2 avocados, 5 bananas, 5 satsumas. You reach for the Marmite and touch a hand. You look up, and the most attractive person you have ever seen is also reaching for the same British savoury spread. And you are never single again. Here is the golden question. If you knew you were going to meet the love of your life 100 days from now, how would you spend your final 100 days as a single person? The need to travel came out on top of my research. There is something about a looming relationship that makes us all want to flee the country on solo trips. I had originally thought that this was because, whilst you're single, you have nobody to miss when you're travelling. But what I soon discovered was that what my friends really liked about travelling single was the sex. I found this out from Canadian Trevor when he said he wanted to go travelling. And I said, wouldn't you just want to shag about? And he said, wait, what? What did you think I was travelling for? It's Canadian, as you can tell. And when I asked my friend Elle, she had this whole plan to go to Monaco and rummage around the hotels looking for men to seduce. So, not so much about missing your loved one then. Obviously, the worst thing about being single is the loneliness. Sometimes on a Friday night, you can't help to think that there are 8 billion people on this planet and not one of them wants to sit with you on a sofa. If a penguin is waddling alone in an Attenborough documentary, then we would all be crying for that penguin, wishing that another penguin would just give it a chance. The colony of penguins have rejected this female penguin, so she has to migrate alone. However, if you knew your loneliness had a 100-day limit, you would relish in your alone time. I, for one, would enjoy my morning swifty showers without worrying I was waking someone up. A swifty shower is having a shower whilst playing your favourite Taylor Swift playlist. And I would spend my last evenings alone, rewinding and replaying the part where Marlon Brando puts on his t-shirt in Streetcar Named Desire. Excellent piece of film. All in all, I would appreciate having the freedom to spend my time however I choose without guilt or disturbance. Also, another thing, I feel a weekend alone is far better than a weekend with a partner's family who is obsessed with playing Monopoly, a game which loses all fun as soon as you have Bagsied the West Highland Terrier and called it a funny name. Obviously, a huge thing about being single is trying to not be single, and that requires dating. Dating can be awful. The mental whiplash between hope and disappointment can leave you paralysed on your sofa, crying to Marlon Brando films all weekend. But on the other ringless hand, having the freedom to date can also be pretty great. For one thing, it's heartwarming when you receive an animated rose on your phone telling you that the account man named Josh believes you are the hottest girl he has seen in the last 24 hours. Oh, that's nice, you think. And then you go back to plucking your toe hair. Your friends who are happily, boringly secure in a relationship need you to entertain them with your dating antics. It's like they're watching you as you fight it out in the Colosseum, cheering you on one minute, covering their eyes the next. You open your Hinge in their company. What? You open your Hinge in their company. That sounds gross. Okay, wait. You open your Hinge app in their company and you suddenly hear them breathing over your shoulder. Look, Mary, he's talking to you. What's he saying? Asks smug Emily from under her boyfriend's arm. Oh, that's nothing. He's just answering my biscuit question, saying he'd be a jammy dodger if he was a biscuit. Emily leaned in further. So, tell me, why did you match with him and not the other guy? She asked, as if trying to work out the rules of the game. Because this guy is a snack, plus I like the way he uses brackets. Oh, look, Mary, he wants to take you on a little date. Emily jumped, getting very excited, because she hadn't quite grasped the easy-come, easy-go rules that the apps have created. This could be the one, Mary. Maybe, Emily. Maybe not. Of course, there is this warm feeling of what it all could be before a date, something only single people have the license to feel. But if it doesn't turn into
death do us part,
then at least you had the opportunity of crossing paths with someone that you would have never known existed otherwise. Going on dates have meant that I've been told some brilliant stories that I would have never have heard, and spotted endearing quirks that have distinguished that person from anyone else I had ever met. In fact, I don't regret going on a single date, but as it goes, we display a snippet of our lives for 3 hours, the bill gets paid, and we go our separate ways into the world. And this is This is when Attenborough pipes up again. The two penguins waddle away from each other, choosing a single life, then one together. And so, the female penguin can continue her swifty showers in peace. Thank you so much for listening to The Quack, the 100th Quack post. Make sure you check out the actual blog post, theoxidquack.blog, to see all the photos and check out the blog post soundtrack. And also go see our map and let me know if you are jet setting anywhere and help me make it pink. Have a fabulous week. And again, thank you so much for listening.